Australia worked with the tragic news of Nelson Mandela's death. The South African democracy campaigner and former president died in his sleep at the age of 95. The question now turns to what will this mean for South Africa, a country still battling with the legacy of the devastating apartheid regime. I spoke to Dr. Tanya Lyons, a senior lecturer at Flinders Uni and the president of the African Studies Association of Australasia and the Pacific, about what this could mean. Nelson Mandela passed away last night. What do you think this means for democracy in South Africa in the future?
Obviously, I mean, Nelson Mandela has been retired for a long time, and South Africa has had two presidents since him, and the current president, Jacob Zuma, is doing his best to challenge all of those issues, such as democracy. And I think that the people have been hanging on to Nelson Mandela, hoping he would just simply live forever so that they don't need to face the reality that they have to grow up and do the democracy on their own and ensure that the government remains accountable to the people that Nelson Mandela clearly fought for their freedom in the anti-apartheid struggles.
There's been a bit of sentiment that the ANC has sort of been coasting on Mandela's reputation, for want of better phrasing. Do you think this will see a surge in their popularity in the lead up to the 2014 election?
No, I don't think so. I honestly think that the ANC are going to have to really prove themselves. People are going to be grieving, they're going to be upset, and they're going to be wanting to see all of those promises that they felt were made at the end of apartheid. And, you know, so many things still haven't been achieved. And, you know, since 1994, the world's seen the global financial crisis and other things, which have seen jobs being lost in South Africa. We've seen the manufacturing sector struggling there. There's so many issues going on in South Africa with the mining industry as well. We've seen, you know, the South African police forces shooting at miners, conducting protests, and, you know, a whole range of activities that you just sort of question really what's going on. And what a shame that Nelson Mandela wasn't a young man anymore and could speak up and argue against these blatantly corrupt activities going on. So I think that now that he's gone and people are just going to have to realise that, they're really going to have to get on with ensuring the accountability of the government. So I don't think it's going to see a surge in the ANC's popularity. I think they're going to struggle to maintain that.
Okay, I was in South Africa earlier in the year and I was speaking to some Afrikaners who were quite concerned about the stability of the country if or when Nelson Mandela died. Do you think those concerns are in any way founded?
No, I would say that's a hangover from the apartheid days. And of course, they were clearly the beneficiaries of the system, and they probably would be finding, you know, I guess everyone found Nelson Mandela acceptable. He was a moderate and clearly negotiated the end of apartheid in a way that wouldn't make the former perpetrators of state violence held completely accountable through the truth and, you know, justice and reconciliation process. And I think now you're going to find the complete independence of the government to unshackling that past era, that they're going to find a new way. And I think it would be unsettling for the Afrikaners and Afrikaners and the whites in particular. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen next.
Okay, and what do you think will be Mandela's greatest legacy?
Mandela's greatest legacy would have been uniting South Africa and leading the end of apartheid, and also, you know, standing tall as a father figure of African freedom in general across the African continent, and showing that democracy is possible.